great. We have something scheduled at 11, but they're not here yet. So I think maybe we just keep going down section four to number four, which is Dr. Dorsey and a CE plan revision. I don't know if anyone has a lead specifically on that.
Yeah, that
okay.
Yeah, I looked at his plan changes that he wanted to make, and I see no problem. So I will make a motion that we approve the plan as submitted.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. So we'll go to 2472, which is Dr. Rob. This is a continuing education completion and returning license to active status. All of these, Victoria, that were submitted were pre-approved, correct?
They were, yes.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, it looked like to me he did 3.5 hours of radiology and 4 hours of respiratory, so I didn't have an issue with that as long as they were pre-approved. Yeah. All right, so I'll make a motion that we approve the completion of the CE and return Dr. Rupp's license to active status. Did we have any kind of a payment, and how's that been paid?
She did.
Dr. Rupp did have, was supposed to reimburse the complainant, which she did back in August.
Great. Okay. So the motion is to approve the, not approve the CE, but approve completion of the CE and return to status. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that will take us to, let's see, let's do number 7, 2372. Oh, it is, it does say so. Keeping and we required 3 and 4 hours in ethics and we required 3 and then I didn't see anything for the internal medicine piece.
Let me double check.
Internal medicine, what was the other?
we required 3 in record keeping, 3 in ethics, and 3 in internal med. And I see 6 in record keeping and 4 in ethics, but I...
So I have, as I wrote it wrong, that what you're supposed to do is 8 hours total, 2 in practice management, 2 medical record keeping, 2 control drug management, 2 pre-anesthesia exams.
But did we approve those?
Yeah, he came back at a different time and submitted.
So record keeping for controlled substances, did we approve that for controlled substances or for medical records? I'm assuming medical records since the next one was also controlled substances. But that medical records one was only 1 hour and he needed 2.
Does he need to submit a
plan for us to approve, so we're going to continue with this?
I don't think so, because it's just normal renewal, right? Like, we don't...
Normal renewal, we don't require that.
Right.
You have to comply with the rules for CE. And there's still time.
There's still time, but I'm worried that he may not complete it by the end of the month. Like, do we want to just be proactive and... Since we're
okay, he didn't ask for an extension. He just wanted it completely waived to accept his 20 hours. So I wanted to also be clear that we're not accepting those.
Yeah. So we'll say that
the waiver, it's not accepting those. I don't believe the race approved.
So do we want to say we are not approving the replacement for CE with the mind canvas material, and that he does still need to complete CE for renewal this year, and just leave it at that. And then if he comes back and needs an extension, he can ask for it, or can we give Victoria the approval to extend it for 3 months if we need to?
Yes, that's fine.
Madam Chair, members of the board, what we typically do is, when people see the word CE waiver, they assume it means waived. They don't have to do it at all. So they're not, it's in my experience, they're not knowing to ask for an extension, so I wouldn't expect to see that.
Okay.
So the board in the past has just offered an extension. This doctor does explain some medical issues that were part of this as well. So it would fit into the category of granting a waiver or a time extension if the board was so inclined.
I would be fine with doing a 3 month time extension if that's what's needed to get the CE completed, since we're defining the...
That's the max up, yeah, I'd be willing to go to.
Do we need to vote on that?
Yes. I so move.
All right, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Okay. For 1B, and that is Dr. Erica Johnson. This extension with sufficient medical reasons for requesting it, I would recommend a 90-day extension. And I would so move.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye. And for 1C, which is Dr. Elton Migliotti, I would recommend a 60-day extension, but clearly not stating that that includes an approval of what he's proposing here. So he gets a 60-day extension because there's some questionable CE here.
And Jane, what is it that you're seeing that you think doesn't really,
is it that I'm seeing?
Yes, just so I can, if you ask me, I'll know.
Okay, and if you feel that they're compliant, please let me know. Some supposed accreditation that he didn't get.
That's the 6 hours of accreditation is like the state health certificate and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, USDA modules.
Yeah,
they all.
Yeah, but it wasn't completed.
Well, they count. So once he completes it, is what he's saying, because they postponed the last two. So once he does those, then that will count as CE.
Okay, so I'm not seeing where he, I'm going over again quickly, where he said how much that he felt that CE was working.
Well, he stated in there, I know I saw the 6 hours because it triggered me to know what that was, but what I would also say is, I don't think on these, it's We're just basically giving him an extension to complete his CE.
Yes, that's why they're going to misinterpret it as a tacit approval of the CE that he's written here.
Yep.
Okay, that was my point.
But they would be approved anyway.
They would be approved, but they, but we don't need to go there.
Okay, so granting a 60-day extension is my motion.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, so that finishes number one. So do we know if our 11 o'clock gonna show up? Did we hear anything from them? Not yet?
She's coming from
I mean, we can just keep going.
I just give her, time frame to be here, so it's, we're not done with that time frame yet. So skip that one. Keep going on section 5.
All right, so we'll move on to section 2, which is request to reinstate and apply for licensing. And Dr. Murray, do you have a lead for this one?
Yes, this case is off, or this is not the case, Jessica, Dr. Monica. Had applied for veterinary license during the COVID exemption, but the payment could be delayed. She never forwarded the payment of the $400, $100 or $500 total. And she was issued, a case was opened. She was issued a consent agreement she never responded to. Her license has lapsed, and now she is looking either reinstate or reapply for licensure. So I guess my concern is that if she never becomes current financially to have the license, she would have to, the way I look at it, the fee, reimbursement for the past due fees would be necessary.
Of any request for reinstate. In fact, members of the board, you may just want to offer her a consent agreement for the reinstatement of her license subject to payment of those fees that you just referenced.
So, yeah, I'd make a motion to offer her a consent agreement to reinstate her veterinary license contingent upon payment of all past due licensing and initiation fees that have not been paid.
I'll second that. Do we need to roll call that?
We do, because it's actually a disciplinary matter. So what we're going to do is just, if you want to mind, and maybe this is implicit, but it's based upon when you indicated the deficiencies in her failure. And I will look real quickly for the violation, and I need to cite that.
Would it be the violation of payment of your license renewal?
Pardon me?
Mine.
Is it the violation that we found for her before? Didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's one violation, failure to renew.
Well, that's not Schneider issue. She didn't pay her issue. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like, we can just reference it. Reference the previously offered violation set forth in the consent agreement, because there's a host of them that might be easier unless you want to point to one.
Okay. So I make a motion to offer a consent agreement to Dr. Jessica Meninga, referencing the previous consent agreement, and on completion of making payment for all past due balances that are owed, the ability to reinstate.
motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
So, I need a roll call, please. So, Dr. Byrne is an aye. Dr. James?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Alright, so that will take us to number five, section five, number three, which is action on the NADLE, retaking the NADLE.
So this case, or this item, involves Dr. Wu, and it made contact with the State Veterinary Board regarding policy implementations of NADLE testing procedures. The state of Arizona doesn't have, the Arizona Vet Board doesn't have limitations or protocols for limiting the number or any NADLE protocols that would fall under the umbrella of the ICVA. So I guess I could just direct four staff to inform on us, the department of the ICVA.
That's how we handle the other ones like that, right? Yeah. Good. Alright, so that'll take us to section five, number four, which is premise inspections. And Jane, you're the lead on the first one, mission set clinic?
Yes. Based on the inspection report, the repeat violations, and the very demonstrative photographs that were included with this inspection report, I would move this to a formal.
Do you have to open a case first?
Oh, we have an open, yes, thank you, sorry. Yes, I'd like to make a motion to open a case, for PO283 Mission Pet Clinic. With the responsible veterinarian, Meredy Callahan.
All right, so we have a motion to open a case. Do we have a second?
Second. Okay.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
And then, I don't know, do we give them, when we open a case on a premise, do we typically give them what we want them to come with, or do we just let them come? Because she had written in at some point and said that she had now understood the cleanliness issues, which I'm not sure how she didn't understand them before, but I would want to hear what she's doing about it, and potentially see pictures and things like that. Otherwise, I feel like we're just going to be sitting there staring at her.
Well, I think that could be part of her response to the complaint.
Yeah. Okay. So, in her response, she can say how much she's been doing, show up, take pictures, or whatever. Okay.
Good. Yeah. And definitely addressing the repeat violation.
All right. So, then we're on to the next one, which is Old Pueblo Veterinary Clinic. And Dr. Byrne, that's yours.
Yes, this is a... In regards to an inspection that was made on the Old Pueblo Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Haley Griffin, DVM, in the report findings, there was the predominant issue was the odor and the smell that was present in the practice. There was a comment about the medical records and whatnot were actually fairly decent. And the veterinarian has submitted a contract that she's contracted the cleaning services directly through and help her get her situation clean. The caveat that I thought was interesting, maybe more problematic, was the confusion between the animals that were housed on the premise that were belonged to the rescue organization and those guests were client animals. I don't think that it would be best practice to have the rescue. Kumi, one of those two cohorts of animal types on the same premise, so I would be inclined to open that case just for further information. Dr. Haley Griffin and a couple of veterinarians.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's my concern, not so much the animals and shelter animals as much as it was contagious illness and normal animals.
Separation, consolidation of what was
flying
contagious, or it just seemed kind of commingled.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we have a motion to open a case. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, so now we're on section 5, number 5, and this is regarding Dr. Schroeder and the response from the Texas Veterinary Medical Board, which is in Supplement 1, and if I'm remembering this correctly, this was the one that they dismissed.
Yes, the board had previously reviewed this and just asked her to respond once it was resolved, and she's done.
Yeah. Okay, so do we need to take any action or no action at 9:04?
Okay.
All right, so we'll move on to number 6, which is on veterinary license renewals, and Dr. Veronica follows.
The first one is Dr. Evan Ware, DVM. His online renewal, he had uploaded that they had a misdemeanor charge for a dog barking violation that was dismissed. So I would motion to approve his online renewal of his veterinary license.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Case 6B is Dr. Kimberly Radway. This is a veterinarian in Colorado that, as far as I can tell, does specialty ultrasound work. And referred a case for an abdominal ultrasound where she clipped and prepped the abdomen. And then subsequently, down the road, the owner had made a complaint against her for having the animal had a secondary pyoderma or skin infection down unrelated. Probably the case was dismissed in the state of Colorado. So it was reported correctly. So I make a motion to allow for the online renewal of Dr. Willie Bradway's veterinary license.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Case 6C is the case of Dr. Cynthia Torn, DVM. And on Dr. Torn's online renewal form, she had checked yes on the question of if you had any criminal contact or activity in the preceding renewal period. But she has failed to upload any supporting documentation as to what it was or was not. So at this point, I would make the motion to not approve Dr. Connett's online renewal and make sure I force staff to reach out to her and see if she nudge her about whether she realizes she needed to do that or I don't like whatever response.
Do we just direct for staff, or do we need to make a motion to direct for staff?
We can memorialize it. That'd be great.
Okay.
Motion.
So we have a motion to direct for staff to reach out and find out more about what the charge was and get that information from her. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Case 6D is Alexa, DVM. Again, this is another state of Colorado. This one was dismissed on initial review by the investigative veterinarian on the Colorado Vet Board. So I would make a motion to allow the online renewal of the veterinary license.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Case 6E is Dr. Wayne Bone, DVM. Again, this is another state of Colorado. There was a complaint made against the veterinarian in Colorado, which was discussed on initial review by the Colorado State Vet Board. So I would make a motion to approve the online renewal of the vet license.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. leaving continuing education. Everyone is going to want to go to San Francisco.
Chair, I was unable to finish this report with the board today. May we pin this to January?
Sure. I have no problem with that. What about the executive director report? Do you want to do that one?
Sure. Yep. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. Agenda item 9A, license certificate renewals update. I wanted to give you a little update. As you all know, this is our busiest time every 2 years with all of our licensees renewing at the same time. We're about where we are usual this time of year as far as how many people have renewed. So we've got 32% of vets, 26% of CVTs, 33% of premises, and crematories are winning with 35% renewed. So starting probably after the 15th is when more people start to pay attention and renew. So we're anticipating that busy time coming up. The online system has been working well, like it has in the past. First, any questions about renewals at all? Has anybody heard anything that's a burning issue with licensees that board staff should address? Okay, thank you. The other item is unresolved issues disclosed on renewals. I just wanted to circle back about this. In the past years, it's been the board's practice to give me the authority to let licensees know when they report an open case in another state. Instead of bringing it to the board, that I could just let them renew their license with the caveat that they inform the board within 30 days of that case being resolved. Then that just, you know, saves everybody time and keeps the process moving. So I just wanted to check if that's still okay with this board, if we continue to do it that way.
Do we need a motion?
There you go.
Okay, so we have a motion to continue as is. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, and then also just to confirm, it's always been the board's practice as well that if someone's reporting old charges or old disciplinary action that has previously been approved by the board, then we wouldn't bring it to the board again either. So I would typically just, even before my time, just make a notation that it's been previously reviewed, so if we're still okay with that as well. Okay, thank you. That's all I had.
Okay. I guess we did the consent agenda, so make a motion to approve the consent agenda, removing A1, A2, A8, A9, A10, A11, A12, A13, A14, A15, A16, A17, A18, A19, A20, A21, A22, A23, A24, A25, A26.
Take a break.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
I would make a motion to vote approve pending compliance for A1, A8, A11, A12, A16, and A21.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And I'll make a motion to vote approve approve pending inspection and compliance on A2, A9, A10, A13, A14, A15, A17, A18, A19, A20, A22, A23, A24, A25, and A26.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Tamara Paletto.
I know, I did that over.
Great. Jane is the lead on this one, and she'll go ahead and get started, but she's on the phone.
Dr. Paletto, this is your quarterly appearance based on the consent agreement, and it's a time when we generally check and see if the reporting requirements are being met. And we did receive, we received it on the 10th, an email from Counselor Montgomery and from Dr. Vaughn. And we received your monthly 12-step attendance. One thing I think is still outstanding is your pharmacy profile. Please correct me if
Ms. Solomon, she did send that yesterday, and I thought I uploaded it, but let me check.
Okay, since it was so late, I may not have seen it.
Right.
Okay, just a reminder that compliance with the consent agreement is up to you. It's your responsibility, not the staff's, to notify you when things are due.
Okay.
So please refresh your memory if need be by rereading that document or whatever, but look forward to continued compliance.
Sounds good. I think now that I'm sort of set on the quarterly thing, I'll make sure that we're on schedule moving forward.
Thank you. And you've got everything settled. No more hair tests where they take out a chunk. And there'll be a nail test, correct?
Yeah, I'm still trying to find a location. It will probably be in Phoenix, but I'm fine to drive to Phoenix if it means not losing my hair.
Right. Yes. I understand. So if staff happens to know of any place in Phoenix or closer to Dr. Paletto that does nail, yes, please let her know if we have that information.
And then I think the only thing I just wanted to know if the CE that I had submitted, is that approved?
That was a separate item.
I think the CE was reviewed after I left last time, maybe.
I'll follow up.
Okay. Okay. Great.
So with that, Dr. Coletto, I want to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And again, just a reminder that holidays can be, as I'm sure you are aware, very challenging when it comes to both personal relationships and substance abuse. So I wish you a happy and healthy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. And does the board members have any questions?
How is everything going?
Good. Yeah. Going good. I have lots of wrapping to do.
So do I.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that always is like a couple days before for me.
Yeah. Try not the night before. That's my goal this year.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Put more stress on this by waiting for the last minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you.